A different terror plot was foiled yesterday in Canada. That's according to the Canadian government. Two men are in custody. They're accused of planning to derail a passenger train with explosives. Canadian authorities say the plot was supported by Al-Qaeda operatives in Iran. Iran denies that. Is it credible? Is there any formal relationship between Al-Qaeda and Iran? It's a question that's been explored at least as far back as the 9/11 Commission. And for more on it, we turn now to Peter Bergen, who is CNN's national security analyst, and he's written extensively on the relationship between Al-Qaeda and Iran. Welcome to the program once
again.
Thank
you, sir.
The authorities in Canada said these suspects were guided by, and I quote, Al-Qaeda elements living in Iran. What would those elements be?
Well, after the fall of the Taliban in the winter of 2001, quite a number of Al-Qaeda leaders and bin Laden's family members went to Iran, and there was a sound reason for that. In Pakistan, Al-Qaeda's leaders were being arrested on a fairly frequent basis in the sort of 2003-2004 period, and thereafter were being picked off by American drones. And so Iran was a safe haven for them. They lived there under some form of house arrest. Why the Iranians kept them is not very clear, but they were probably some kind of bargaining chips if there was ever some deal with the United States. And, you know, we're talking about the military commander of Al-Qaeda, an Egyptian called Saif al-Adl, the spokesman for the group, Suleiman Abu Rayt. And so there was a number of these guys who were living in Iran.
But you use the phrase of a kind of house arrest. It seems to have been both refuge and being carefully watched at the same time.
That's right. They weren't free to leave the country or to move around. According to Saudi officials I've spoken to, they were able to, for instance, order a campaign of terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia, the Al-Qaeda leaders in Iran, a campaign that began in 2003 and ended up killing a fair number of Saudis and Westerners living in Saudi Arabia in the sort of 2003-2006 timeframe.
The Canadian authorities said there was no evidence that this terror plot had been sponsored by the Iranian government, and the Iranian foreign minister told an Iranian news agency that a link between his country and Al-Qaeda is, and I quote, the most hilarious thing I've heard in my 64 years. And of course, you know, to a lot of people, they say, well, Iran is the most powerful Shiite Muslim country in the world. Al-Qaeda is a Sunni Muslim operation. How seriously should we take the idea of a link?
Well, it's just a fact that a number of Al-Qaeda leaders have lived in Iran and bin Laden's family members lived in Iran. I mean, that's just not controversial. Mm-hmm. What does it mean is the big question. And the arrest of these two guys in Canada and the arrest at last month of Suleiman Abu Rayt, who is bin Laden's spokesman, who was living in Iran, is also his son-in-law. I mean, these guys can probably shed quite a lot of light on what the actual nature of those links are. They may be nothing. It might be passive acquiescence that the Iranians just allowed these people to live in their country. Or it could be something more. We just don't know.
From what you've heard, from what the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said yesterday in their news conference, does what they're alleging, does it sound like an Al-Qaeda plot to you?
I mean, who knows? Certainly, there was some discussion in the documents recovered in the compound where bin Laden was living in Abbottabad, Pakistan, about derailing trains. But that doesn't necessarily mean that this is an Al-Qaeda signature plot, because there haven't been very many examples, I can't think of any, in fact, of where a group has successfully derailed a train. Certainly, they're focused on transportation. There was an Al-Qaeda recruit, a guy called Bryant Neil Venus, who grew up in Long Island, who was very interested in doing some kind of attack on the Long Island Railroad a few years after 9/11. If they can't do planes, trains are obviously easier.
Well, Peter Bergen, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Peter Bergen, he's also director of the National Security Program at the New America Foundation.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.